The Journal story is an editorial that basically says that, look, the Trump presidency is out of control and has no clue of the size and the scope of this beast that it is trying to tame. And because it has no clue as to the size and the scope of it, it cannot, therefore, do any of the things that it wishes to attempt to do. And I thought I had printed it out. Maybe I'll have to print it out again. The concluding line of the article was from the Wall Street Journal editorial board. It's in today's pile of prep. The concluding line from the WSJ is just, if you read it, that's, again, it's not an endorsement for the Wall Street Journal. But these guys have been around for a while, and the editorial board does have a couple of sharp cookies on it. And I'm pulling the editorial up now so I can read from it. Here's what it says. Mr. Trump somehow seems to believe that his outsized personality and social media following make him larger than the presidency. He's wrong. He and his family seem oblivious to the, now this is where it gets, this is where they're spot on, to the brutal realities of Washington politics. Those reality, now listen to this. We're not talking about Dudley Do-Right that runs the corner malt shop. We're not talking about the local boy man good that's got a couple of McDonald's franchises. This is, or he is, one of the most accomplished men in the history of accomplished men in business. He's wrong, and his family seem oblivious to the brutal realities of Washington politics. Those realities will destroy Mr. Trump, his family, and their business reputation unless they change their strategy toward the Russia probe. And they don't have much more time to do it. The brutal realities of Washington politics. That sounds very dystopian, doesn't it? Brutal realities. When you talk about brutal realities, you know, I think of an episode of Bear Grylls' Man versus Wild, where you're stuck somewhere in the Alaska hinterlands and a helicopter's not coming to get you for 8 days. And you have to survive by eating some sort of guava worms or whatever you can find underneath the bark of trees or whatever the case may be. That's a brutal reality. A bunch of alabaster-clad buildings. See, I told you the voice comes and goes. A bunch of alabaster-clad buildings where men meet inside and make votes on electronic gadgets. They don't even have to vote by paper ballot anymore. There's a brutal reality there. That ought to tell you everything you want to know about the shape that the American form or the American system of government is in. When one of the leading, now, and this is not new, I'm not breaking any news here, I just think it's revelatory based upon what's happening. When one of the United States' foremost and premier editorial publications, the Wall Street Journal, is telling the President of the United States, hey Lama, hey Trump, all that you and your family have gained and have worked for and have accomplished in your 40-some-odd years in business are about to be wiped from the slate if you don't grapple with the brutal realities of the government's politics now that you're involved in them, and come clean, buddy, with all that there is to know. The Journal actually says that what Trump ought to do is gather the entire family around for a fireside chat and tell them to fork over to a couple of federales in the room every scintilla of communication they had during the campaign, to let them go through it, pick out all the stuff that has anything to do with Russia, that has the word Russia in it, and then turn it over to the public so that we can be done with this. I must say, I find this and the media's facet and the print and broadcast media's fascination with this positively chilling. We're worried about and obsessing over the empire of the president, the reputation of the president, and the vainglorious survival of the office that he holds, when we have all of the following to actually worry about.